sand, and sweat. At 1,320 feet below sea level, the Dead Sea on the border between Israel and Jordan is the lowest point on Earth. The sun scorches the surrounding desert landscape without a hint of rain for more than 330 days a year, and midday temperatures can soar to 130 degrees. This extreme environment proved to be a fitting backdrop for Rambo 3, the most intense movie-making experience of my life. Rambo had become such a phenomenon by 1988 that I had to work hard to keep up with him. The movie itself was the most ambitious Rambo of them all. Now our hero was going into Afghanistan to confront the menacing Russians, and I felt I needed a physique that matched that gargantuan scale. We hadn't seen the wandering warrior in 4 years, so when he is revealed for the first time, he appears to have grown in strength, which was not so much an opportunity to show off, but rather a not-so-subtle message that you're never too old to keep improving. Rambo 3 conveniently coincided with the end of Rocky 4, in which I'd pumped myself up to box with Dolph Lundgren, who played Rocky's superhuman Russian opponent. But I knew I'd have to be in better shape for this one. The challenge wasn't just getting into great shape. By that point, I knew how to do that. The trick was maintaining the look. In most movies, you have to remain at the character's exact weight and appearance for months at a time. I decided to add 15 pounds of muscle from where I'd been in Rambo 2 and went from 163 pounds to around 178, 180. Now I needed to stay that way. Those desert conditions certainly didn't make it easy. Memos were posted around the set reminding everyone to drink 20 to 30 cups of water a day and to stay out of the midday sun. To beat the heat, I'd wake up at 5:30 in the morning, and sometimes it would already be 95 degrees.